for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Still having these darn automation issues during the breaks. I apologize for it. Devin Lawrence, our engineer, is working on it. He's trying to track it down. There's some feed that is not connecting properly into the automation system during the breaks, so I apologize for it. Just hang in there with us, and we'll try to get it fixed as soon as possible. Kind of an interesting story that I found regarding the elections this year, 2026. As you know, this is a midterm election. However, the turnout for this has to be huge. We have to have the same number turnout like we did November 5th, 2024, the presidential election, in order to elect the right people to lead our state. Governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, all 110 state House representatives, all 38 state Senate seats, 13 congressional district seats for Washington, D.C., the U.S. Congress House of Representatives, 2 Michigan Supreme Court seats. Whether to hold a state constitutional convention, I didn't even know that was going to be on the ballot. And any other questions that prove to have raised enough signatures to put it on the ballot or ballot proposals will be on our ballot in November. Now, I want to be perfectly clear here. Whether to hold a state constitutional convention? Absolutely not. That is a big no. No, 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 no. I don't care if the Republicans win the governor's seat and all 110 state House seats, all 38 state Senate seats, total control of Lansing. I'm a big fat no on holding a state constitutional convention. The last time we did this in 1963, it began the decline of our state. And with these current elected officials we have in Lansing, they do not have the IQ to understand what they're doing to our state constitution. Absolutely vote no on this issue. Now, it's very interesting because, as you know, Donald Trump will not be on the ballot this year. But he is absolutely going to be involved in visiting Michigan And as voters head to the polls halfway through his second term, he absolutely needs to be on the ballot. His policies, his tariff policies, his tax policies, his foreign policies, energy policies, deregulating, all the things that this guy's been doing as of today, by the way, folks, a year ago today at 12 noon, we're an hour and 20 minutes away from it, Donald Trump will have been in office 365 days at noon today. Look at all the things and changes that have been happening through his administration, from the Department of Justice to the Department of Health and Human Services to the Department of War, foreign policy, taxes, all the things that this president has done this past year. Well, at 12 noon today, he begins his second year in office of his last term. Now, if you look at the history, the last two midterms have been huge wave elections for the Michigan Democrats. 2018, Governor Gretchen Whitmer got elected, Attorney General Dana Nessel, and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, all Democrats, wrestled away the top offices from Republican control. Then, in the next midterm election of 2022, they took control of the state legislature from the Republicans, creating the first Democratic trifecta in 40 years. 1982 to 2022, 40 years, the Republicans held the Senate. Well, not only did the Democrats take back the Senate, they also took back the House, therefore giving the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, her trifecta. However, it was very short-lived. Republicans reclaimed the state House majority in Donald Trump's election, November 5th, 2024. And now this year, Republicans are hoping to build on those gains this year. Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson are all termed out of office in Michigan, where voters tend to back candidates from the opposing parties every 8 years. This is the history. 8 years Republican governor, 8 years Democrat. Well, after 8 years of Whitmer, we are due for a Republican governor. However, this year, this governor's race could be historic. Why? Because the outgoing Detroit mayor, Mike Duggan's decision to leave the Democratic Party and run as an independent. Third-party candidates routinely make it on the ballot, but Duggan has shown with sustained visibility and field-leading fundraising that he intends to mount a very serious challenge to Michigan's two-party-dominated system. Democrats and Republicans are both attacking him as an indication of the threat that he's posing. Well, at this early stage, there are clear frontrunners for the party's nominations. Benson right now for the Democrats, U.S. Congressman John James for the Republicans. But unlike Duggan, they both face relatively crowded primaries that could be politically bruising. Early polling from Mitchell Research and Communication shows Benson and James each taking almost nearly 50% of the vote in their respective primaries, while their closest competitors have only a quarter of that support. Among Republicans, other candidates, of course, former Attorney General Mike Cox, former House Speaker Tom Leonard, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, Pastor Ralph Rebant, Ask My Tax Advocate Carla Wagner, Anthony Hudson. On the Democrat side, it's down to two. Jocelyn Benson running against Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson because Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist dropped out of the governor's race and announced that he's now running for Secretary of State on the Democrat side. It's still early days in this contest, in these contests, but in primaries, name recognition from voters is often key. It means that the lesser known candidates will have to find ways to raise their public profiles, collect enough voter signatures to even make it on the ballot, which is due to be turned in by April 21st. Conventionally, to do this, it means raising millions of dollars to fund advertisements. But in the modern media landscape, a savvy social media strategy can also make a huge impact. Well, the biggest announcement, of course, came when U.S. Senator Gary Peters announced his retirement, ending his political career after 12 years in Congress in the upper chamber. Well, this sent shockwaves through the Michigan Democratic Party. What's emerged is basically a three-way Democratic primary that could be as competitive as any Michigan has seen for statewide office in recent years. The primary three-way race, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, and former Wayne County Health Director Abdul El Sayed are each vying for the seat. El Sayed and McMorrow have both taken corporate political action committees to a new height, primarily focusing, calling Israel's war in Gaza genocide, making that an issue that will definitely, definitely separate them from Haley Stevens. Stevens has shown herself to be a very adept fundraiser. She defeated a fellow incumbent Democrat, Andy Levin, back in 2022 to stay in Congress during the redistricting process. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. In discussing the candidates running for U.S. Senator on the Democrat side, of course, the Republican side appears to be more set, with former U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers already receiving Donald Trump's endorsement, even after losing to now Senator Elisa Slotkin by 19,000 votes in 2024's election. However, Rogers does have two primary challengers. Former Michigan GOP co-chair Bernadette Smith, who launched her campaign in November. Genevieve Peters-Scott, who will be on the show Thursday, is also running against Rogers. Well, the political insiders at the Cook Political Report consider that the Michigan race for U.S. Senate is one of just two truly toss-up Senate races nationwide, meaning outside money is going to likely flood the state ahead of the general election. Now, in addition, the ballot bonanza that could happen. There could be a true potpourri of ballot proposals on the 2026 general election ballot. Only one spot is guaranteed. And now I understand why I didn't know about this. Totally forgot. Within our state constitution, every 16 years, automatically, there is going to be a ballot question to hold a constitutional convention and rewrite Michigan's state's constitution. This, of course, is our state government's foundational document. Well, ballot committees have already formed for both for and against the proposal. Even if voters approve a convention, there would then be a statewide election for a cohort of convention delegates. Those representatives would then convene to draft a new constitution, and whatever they produce, from even a few tweaks to a wholesale rewrite, would have to go before the voters for approval. That is the process. Now, last time the state constitution was rewritten was back in 1963. Governor George Romney pushed for the convention and to ratify the new document. Well, that current constitution we have today barely squeaked by with only 50.23% of the vote of the people approval. There's also a bunch of ballot proposals where people are attempting to collect enough valid signatures to put their questions on the ballot in November. Eliminate property taxes altogether. Axe my tax. Also, others are out there collecting signatures to tax the wealthiest residents, individuals who make more than $500,000 a year on average, and have that money go directly to funding the schools. Require every Michigander to show proof of citizenship in order to register to vote, and also to change Michigan's campaign finance law to ban donations from utility companies like DTE and consumers, state government contractors, and require more disclosure from dark money advertisers. Very, very critical that we keep informed and updated on these potential ballot proposals. Well, the biggest one that's coming very soon, February primary, May special election, will be for the long vacant 35th state Senate district seat. If a Republican picks up the seat, the Senate will become gridlocked, split evenly 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats. And the Republicans' hopes to flip this seat are growing daily. Many are upset with the fact that this district has been without a state senator now for more than a year, and it is firing up the MAGA base in that district. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see what happens in that special election. And lastly, there's a battle for Congress. Michigan is home to some of the most competitive U.S. House districts in the country. Depending on how Trump's push for the mid-decade redistricting shakes out, this could prove to be a pivotal fight for the control of Congress. So we'll see where this ends up. One thing that's very clear, though, Kristen McDonnell-Rivett, the congresswoman who left the 35th Senate district seat, well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. She won that district by 7 points, but Donald Trump won it in 2024. That seat could be flipped. Hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is